you know, those little silver things. I think they're blue and yellow in Savannah, or at least I saw a blue and yellow one yesterday.
You're talking about fire plugs?
Yes, that's what you call them?
Yes.
Okay. Then, I don't know whether Savannah has any of these or not, but I know Atlanta does, large cities. Do buildings for parking that are several levels?
We have, I don't think we have any of, well, we have one parking garage, and we're building one at a new courthouse that we're putting up now.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Right in front of the courthouse.
And what are the tallest and the largest buildings in town?
Savannah Bank and Trust is 15 stories. Recently, we demolished the 12-story bank building on the very main part of Savannah, Bull and Broughton, which was the old Liberty National Bank, which is now owned by the Trust Company Bank of Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And it just doesn't seem right with that landmark gone.
Do you have a general name for tall buildings?
No, we don't have enough of them to call them skyscrapers like you do in other places.
Does the term high-rise mean anything to you?
Yes, usually a high-rise is a home for elderly people.
Mm, okay.
And we have one, two, three of them.
And what do you call the passageways between and behind buildings?
Lanes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, somebody was telling me that this morning, and that was interesting to me because we would usually say alley in Atlanta for that.
Well, alley is a word that has been used, but generally we refer to them as lanes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, and what do you call a place in the city where buildings have been torn down and not yet replaced? There's just nothing there.
Hmm. We're tearing down a group of buildings right behind the Georgian Infirmary right now, and I don't think we have a name for that.
Well, what about an area where there haven't been buildings, but children just might go there and play baseball?
Consider them a playground area or just an open area. But
okay. Actually, I think Savannah is so well planned it probably doesn't even have these things. It looks so beautifully organized.
Yes.
Around all the little squares. What would you call the place where you get a drink of water in a public building?
Fountain.
Okay. And then could you name some different kinds of cars, not brand names, but more the body styles? Like a very small car that had just two seats, what would you call that?
We always called them a coupe.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what would you call those old seats that they used to have in cars, the outside seats?
Rumble seats, or I used to call them mother-in-law seats.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
And the first car we ever had was a little red Ford that was a two-seater with a rumble seat in the
mm-hmm.
back we could open up.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the kind of car where the top goes down?
Roadster. Mm-hmm. Or touring car.
Oh, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Are those the same? I've heard both those words and I never knew what they were.
Well, I've used touring, goes way, way back. You don't see too many cars where the tops go back today. But I've seen sports roadsters that you could take the top and fold it back.
And what would you call cars distinguishing whether they have just two doors or four doors?
Two-door or either a four-door sedan.
You'd use sedan for
sedan,
both those?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you have a slang name for a very large and pretentious car? Not a brand name, but just...
Can't think of that right now.
Some people say things like gas guzzlers or gas hogs.
Well, now I've heard that, yes.
Which have you
especially heard? About Cadillacs, gas guzzlers.
Mm-hmm. Any others that you would know?